Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about PennDOT. I understand that they've recently announced a plan to deal with some detours on Route 6 during some snow and bad weather emergencies. Tell us what's going on here and what this entails.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation recently announced that commercial motor vehicles more than 10,000 pounds traveling Route 6 between Port Allegheny and Smethport in McKean County will be required to use PennDOT's newly implemented commercial motor vehicle detour during winter weather. And this is something that will be new. It's something that's being tried to enhance safety on the highway. We've had multiple incidents on these hills between Port and Smethport where trucks are becoming stuck, and it's a hazard to emergency responders. It's a hazard to the traveling public. I've been working with PennDOT to come up with a solution. And part of the solution is long-range planning to make improvements to that stretch of highways. You know, we're looking at things like passing lanes and things of that nature. So PennDOT is working with other partners such as North Central's Regional Planning Commission and other stakeholders at long-range solutions for that highway. But in the short term, this commercial motor vehicle detour, when instituted in bad weather, will require commercial motor vehicles to detour using Route 155, Route 446, and Route 46 down through Larrabee Y. It's estimated that this detour will add approximately 5 minutes of travel time for these commercial motor vehicles, and that route is completely flat, so there are no hills to travel. PennDOT is in the process of putting signage in place, and they're going to have message boards to alert the public of when the detour will be in place. In addition, they're communicating this detour to the trucking industry by way of the Driveways app. It's a mobile tool for professional drivers that offers free safety alerts. So this is, I think, a positive step forward, and it's one that will enhance safety along this stretch of highway.
More good news from PennDOT. Also, multimodal transportation grants. What are these about? I understand you're going to get a bridge replaced.
Well, PennDOT recently announced that they were issuing grants from the Multimodal Transportation Fund for transportation projects across the Commonwealth. And one of the projects that I have advocated for is for a bridge replacement project in Otto Township in McKean County. This is the Burger Hollow Road Bridge. The township was awarded $1,055,000 toward the replacement of this bridge. Otto Township has a number of bridges that are in need of replacement, and we've been working hard to help them with funding. And I'm glad that this grant award is being provided to Otto Township so that we can move forward with some of these projects.
And I understand that you have some clinics coming up in the new year, property tax rent rebate clinics. What are the details on this, and when can folks come out and get these forms filled out?
Well, the property tax rent rebate program is a very valuable program that helps a lot of senior citizens. Every year, my office helps folks complete these applications. There's no need to pay anyone to complete an application. To reach out into the three counties that I represent, we're planning to do another series of property tax rent rebate clinics. So we'll be going to senior centers and municipal offices throughout the district to help folks complete the applications. The 2025 program has not opened yet. It will open sometime at the end of January, early February. So we start these clinics in mid-February so that we're sure that everyone has the documentation that they need. The first set of clinics will start on Wednesday, February 18th at the Eldridge Senior Center and then at the Smethport Senior Center. So everyone will be getting a list of the locations that we'll be at and when we'll be there, an opportunity for folks to come out, and we'll complete these applications for you. And if you're in need of additional information about this program, you can go to my website at repcauser.com or certainly reach out to one of my district offices.
And finally, Representative, a new year is upon us. What greetings do you have?
I want to thank all of my constituents for the honor to represent you in Harrisburg. As we enter the new year, I want to wish all of you a very happy new year. I look forward to working for all of you in 2026.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update. State Representative Martin Causer.